Now, we are joined on the line by independent councillor from the Kenmare Municipal District, Councillor Johnny Healy-Ray. And we're having him on this morning is because of that interview that James Brown, the Minister for Housing, gave yesterday, in which he says there is going to be a major policy shakeup to allow more people to build homes on their own land. This is going to be brought before before Cabinet by the summer, and it's in a bid to boost the number of homes in rural areas. Councillor Johnny Healy-Ray, I imagine you're welcoming this news.
Good morning, Tessa. I am. I suppose most certainly welcome the news. Any change or any relaxation of the current rules that would help people to build a home on their own land, particularly in my municipal district of South Kerry, where it's one of the few places in the country that has population decline. We see where 6 and 7 and 8 GAA clubs underage have to come together for to field a team. And we feel that we have been at a massive disadvantage for a number of years, for a number of reasons. The National Secondary Road, which is 112 miles long, the TII have a blanket policy of objecting to planning applications even coming out in existing instance. We see where they objected lately to a change of...
And the TII is Transport Infrastructure Ireland.
So they have a blanket policy of objecting, and we see where a local hotel operator in Waterville lately applied for a change of use for staff accommodation, and the TII objected and was ultimately refused. But I suppose I welcome the Minister's change or endeavours to change this. It's something that's in the programme for government, and I hope that will happen sooner rather than later, because we have different things prohibiting people getting planning, and to see people are caught in the middle. If a couple are earning over 38,000 gross per year, they will not qualify for a social house or for a HAP payment or for rent allowance or for any one of these schemes that exist. So the people that are over that, which is an awful lot of people, are left with two choices. They either can try to buy a house, or they have to try and build a house. To try and buy a house in places like Killarney and Tralee is huge money. Trying to buy a house in places like Kinmare are non-existent because we've held up with the water. Tess, as you know, and we have a meeting tomorrow with Irish Water to try and progress that. And we have cases in towns like this where we've lost investors. They're so long waiting. So while the Minister, I hope, will make, or I suppose, to do away with as many rules as possible, we're not looking for a free-for-all, but we're looking for people who were born and reared and from a community. And you see, there is certain rules that apply to people that are farming, and they have some small bit of leeway. But people who are not farming, who may be living next door to a farmer and have a half an acre or an acre, they're ultimately ruled out with a very long time. And you see, there's an awful lot of play at planning. You have the planning regulator, you have Kerry County Council, who are the actual planning authority and have the expertise to deal with planning applications. But it has to be said that their powers have been greatly diluted with a number of years, because the planning regulator will dictate what goes into any county development plan, which the planners go by, and they now have board penale, and they now have judicial reviews. And the amount of time that this takes can take 2.5 to 3 years to ultimately get a decision, and maybe ultimately fail. It puts an awful lot of people off. So if we want to have communities, and if we want to have people living in rural Ireland, and if we want to have people with a roof over their head, the only way to do that, and we don't need any amount of college for this, is to build more houses and make it more accessible for people to build houses. And you hear a lot of things in the last number of years when it comes to environmental issues and percolations and access to water, etc. All these people are putting in their own percolation areas, they're building their own house, they're drilling their own well. They're actually asking no one for nothing. The state is actually making a lot of money out of them when it comes to VAT and tax, generating work, etc. So these people should not have a large amount of rules and regulations, which is currently the case.
Will you stay with us, Johnny? Because there's a number of things I want to get get points I want to make to you, and indeed I'm sure there'll be comments coming in from listeners about these rural homes. Home one-off rules are going to change as announced by Minister for Housing James Brown yesterday. If you could stay with us a bit longer, Johnny, we'll come to those after these. And in particular, I want to say where, and you might mull over this during the ad break, is there any, is this possibly the worst decision to allow for more housing in the countryside when we're in a situation where we're in the middle of a war in the Middle East, fuel prices are rising, God knows how far they'll get, and we're, and most people, if they live in the countryside, they will have to rely on their own car to get to work or to school or wherever. At the start of the programme, we were speaking to Martin McSorley, who's with the Independent Irish Petrol Retailers Association, about fuel prices, about the increasing cost, the dramatically increasing cost of petrol and diesel, and of course, as well, home heating oil. We don't know where this will end because we're in the midst of a war in the Middle East. Is there any logic, is there any sanity, is there any joint up thinking going on that a minister would make this statement to make it easier for people to build houses in rural areas far from public transport when the cost of fuel is increasing and we don't know where it'll end? Where's the joint up thinking in all of this?
I absolutely have the opposite opinion, Tessa. I think tis one of the most sensible things I've had the minister say with 20 years, because we've to deal with the reality in the ground. We've had previous ministers, green ministers, who said we could share a car between 10 families by walking to the local village. If I think of the far out points of my own village, some of them are 7 miles from the heart of the village. The same minister wanted us to put plants on our windowsills facing south so that we wouldn't go hungry.
And the same minister brought in and revolutionised public transport in rural Ireland, in places like Kerry, with buses. And you can see those buses being full and providing more transport, more tourism. People can travel in and out to work, for example, from West Kerry into Tralee. It's also great for tourists visiting the county, that they're not reliant on cars so much, or private buses, that there is a functioning transport, public transport system.
He did, which was very welcome, and it was very appreciated that he'd done something for rural Ireland, besides criticising him and trying to take away their way of life completely with certain notions that he had. But without dwelling on one particular thing, the buses are very welcome, Sasha, and I hope that they'd be used to their maximum at all times. The reality is that we live in a big geographical county. If we take the Ring of Kerry, for instance, or people living in Village Island, or in Glencairn, or these places, we can't have a bus every door. It stands to reason if we have more houses, we'll have more use for buses. We'll have more people living in our communities. We'll sustain our communities. We'll have a football team. We'd have a nice, vibrant community in these places rather than they're going out and doors closed. And I'm not surprised to see people like from the Labour Party criticising the likes of this policy.
Yeah, Conor Sheehan, who's the Labour housing spokesperson, he was saying he questioned if these new guidelines would strike the right balance. And he says, and they seem very valid, what the issues he's raised or the points he's making, I would have concerns over car dependency, higher energy demands and the cost of extending infrastructure to isolated areas. And he says what we need is an increased focus on the availability of service sites and on cluster housing to give rural people access to housing in a sustainable manner. That sounds fair.
Agreed. No one could argue with someone's view that we need more service sites, and I would be one of the first people that would welcome them. But the reality on the ground now is we're losing people out of certain towns and villages and rural areas this minute. So any one of them proposals will take years. And when you hear about people, about the price of oil and car dependencies, Mother of God, half the world is at war this minute, and 200 war 5 minutes when the price of oil went up, and it hurts everyone. And we've hauliers this morning saying that they may not be able to deliver foods, etc. That's the reality. So until something comes in place of oil that's sustainable and that can keep people living and working in rural areas, the argument is only notional. Because when you live in a rural county like County Kerry, there is no doubt in the world that you need your car. If you want to go to work, if you want to take young people to a football match, if you want to go to the shop, that you will not do without your car. You can limit it as much as possible, and with the price of oil, I'm sure people will do that, but you will not do without a car. So until something comes in its place, them kind of arguments are fairy tale stuff. And if we don't give people a chance to build their own home, I've already outlined to you, you can't buy a house. Any ordinary couple cannot buy a house.
And there were reasons why those restrictions were brought in. And this was long before you were a councillor, Johnny. But up to about 30 years ago, you had a situation where there were these Section 4s, latterly Section 140s, where councillors were allowed to materially contravene the development plan of the county council to enable the grantee of planning permission in cases where the council planners had refused permission. And you had, in some situations across the country, councillors allowing houses to be built in floodplain areas, and we've seen the problems there. We've also seen councillors allow houses to build on dangerous roads where another entrance into a house would be very dangerous. That there was a recklessness about the councillors, about among many councillors across the country at the time, in terms of Section 140s, in terms of allowing houses being built that should not have been built. And that's the reason why regulations on house building and on planning in rural areas is so strict and so tight now. Councillors, or the culture of the county councillors overriding the planners, the experts, led to, and we can see it most calamitously being where houses were being built on floodplains, and those poor homeowners who thought it was a great thing to get planning permission. But actually, ultimately, they're stuck with a house that's severely prone to flooding.
Look, the Section 4s may well have been before I was in Kerry County Council, but I remember them perfectly. And I remember what they were used for in my house by my father and my uncle and my grandfather. They were used to help someone put a roof over their own head. And these people were paying for that privilege. All they were looking for was a piece of paper to give them planning to do so. I know very, very few people that spent an awful lot of money and raised a big loan or a mortgage for to build their own house and put it into a floodplain or put it into a place where harm would come to it. If that happened, I can genuinely say it was by mistake. It happened very, very little in this county. The local authority built houses around the country in floodplains, but private individuals very, very rarely made that mistake because it was their own money and it was their own nick was on the block. And I'd apologise to no one for a Section 4, because there's a lot of them people now have families, they're keeping national schools going, they're keeping GAA clubs going, they're the people who meet in the local shops, they're the people that are paying their taxes, they're the people that are getting up early this morning to go to work. So if we didn't have them living in rural areas, other than that, we're going to finish up. If we don't do something, there's 27,000 acres in the Killarney National Park, it's called. Soon we'll have it going all around the Ringiac area and it will be joined up again if we don't have people living in that area. You have people like Ivana Bacik in the Labour Party who cycled the Ringiac area once and said that it was very disappointing to see houses dotted around the countryside. I have the complete opposite opinion when I drive around the Ringiac area late at night at clinics or whatever, and to see lights on or to meet people or to see people out. That's what I want. If we don't have people, should we have nothing? And all this talk about having a car, and that is nearly bad, don't I have a car? When we see what's going on in the world today, Ireland alone are not going to change that, or they're not going to be the difference of having a green world this minute when we see 56%.
Yeah. But we're certainly being impacted by what's happening in the Middle East. So that would all point to our need to move away from fossil fuels. Johnny, we're out of time, but look, thank you so much for coming on the show this morning and giving your views on that major announcement in yesterday Sunday Independent. James Brown, the Minister for Housing, saying that rules for one-off rural houses will be relaxed by the summer.